loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches!
No ratings, no date calculating. No more waiting, no updating.
This is a Nerd Update.
Nerd it up.
Okay, we're here. We're doing this again.
Yep.
What's up, Mike and Vanessa?
Hello.
What's going on? Welcome to... No, I don't want to be low energy. Welcome to the show again. Fucking here we are again doing this shit. No. Why am I so bummed?
I don't know.
I'm in a good mood. Not really. Am I ever in a good mood? No.
Yeah,
no,
sometimes.
Not really. I'm never in a good mood. thanks for being optimistic, though. I'm always in a shit mood. But what's up, Mike, Vanessa, Team Awesome Make? Doing it again. We got a sound check and we got a nerd update. We're kind of mixing them up because we got a late-ass review that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Finally saw Justice League. Holy shit. That review's coming up.
Yeah.
It'll probably be up by the time you hear this, so just click on over. follow the tweets at Team Awesome Mick, like the Facebook page. Type in the Team Awesome Mick on iTunes. You can get to it there. Oh, goodness. It's deliciousness for your ears. Your ears are going to eat it up. You're going to say, yum, thank you. And then your eyeballs are going to go to YouTube. Just type in Simmer Mike on the YouTubes. That's the channel, Simmer Mike. All caps, like I'm shouting at you to go subscribe to the fucking channel. Please and thank you, if I can be so kind.
We would really appreciate it.
We would appreciate it, really. So let's get to it. We got some nerdy news we want to get to, and we got a lot of YouTube stuff we got to get to. Lots of shout-outs and comments we got to read. A lot of new subscribers. So let's just get to the nerd stuff, the articles first. Fuck our lives. Who gives a shit about us? Let's get to the shit that matters. A lot of personal stuff going on in the news. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Hollywood, entertainment industry. A lot of stuff where they're talking about people's personal fucking lives. It's called escapism.
I totally agree.
Sorry, not to get on my fucking preachy high horse here, but dude, can I watch the movies, please? Can I put a TV show on without feeling weird about it?
Yeah.
Like, we're here to watch the movies.
Yeah.
We're here to watch TV. Like, awesome art and entertainment that we can, you know, the world's already shitty enough as it is. Can't we just escape into our fantasy worlds and have fun? For fuck's sake, give us that. The people need to have their fun. You've ruined everything else for us. Can we at least have movies and TV?
No, we're not allowed to have nice things anymore.
Can we have fun things to distract us from how shitty you've made the world, please? And with that, let's get to the entertainment. All right, let's start with this first article. Vanessa, let's hit him up.
Okay, Margot Robbie is developing a totally separate Harley Quinn movie.
Okay, that seems appropriate. She was one of the shining stars of Suicide Squad, if not the shining star of Suicide Squad. So she deserves it. Yeah, she should do that. That's cool.
Yeah, and basically the article says that she managed to impress critics even though they weren't impressed with Suicide Squad.
Right.
No, fuck them. Suicide Squad won an Oscar.
It did. That's right. No matter what shit people talk about it, it won an Oscar.
It won an Oscar.
Did Avengers win an Oscar?
No.
If it did, for maybe for something stupid, which is what Suicide Squad won for, but nevertheless.
Whatever.
So Harley Quinn spinoff solo movie? I thought they were doing Sirens and got Harley Joker.
So it says already the actor is scheduled to appear in Suicide Squad 2, Gotham City Sirens, and an untitled Harley Quinn Joker film. Speaking to MTV, Robbie reveals there's also a solo movie scheduled that she's been working on for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
For 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
She says, I've been working on a separate spinoff for Harley for a while now. She's calling the project totally separate from the other films currently being worked on.
So she's got her own idea for a Harley thing.
She does, but she also says, I want to see her with other women. I kept saying it while we were filming Suicide Squad. She needs her girlfriends. No release dates have been announced for any of the 4 Harley Quinn featuring films.
I'd say let her do whatever she wants. you know, like she was one of the best parts of Suicide Squad. Just let Margot Robbie like do it, like, and Jared Leto, just let him do whatever he wants, let her do whatever she wants, quit interfering.
Yeah. Unfortunately, obviously, there wasn't very much information on the project itself because there's so much stuff going on. There was a short article, but I think that's interesting.
I feel like they have better ideas than, well, not better, but I feel like their ideas are really good, and I just think that if they would let them do, like, if the studio would just let them do what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. It's like you hire an artist who's like, here, you're really good at what you do, and I'm paying you to do something that you're really good at doing. But the whole time you're working on it, I'm going to tell you what to do. And then when you're done, I'm going to redo it anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the studio's doing with all these DC titles. Like, and DC's just sitting there like, God, what the fuck? What are we... Why are you fucking with our shit?
What are we here for?
Like, why are we here if you're just going to do anything, whatever you want anyway? You're just going to punch up our shit when our shit's good enough as it is?
Yeah, like, exactly.
And you should just let us do what we want? Why are you interfering so much?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God, you're control freaks right now. And it's because Warner Brothers is like, we don't know what to do. What do we do? Let's
Warner Brothers keeps fucking up movies.
Well, yeah. Well, they're putting out other movies other than the DC films. But what they're making the most money off of are the DC films. Let's face it. Like, that, the world has changed now. You've changed things forever, Warner Brothers and DC.
Yeah.
You have. Listen to your own characters. You've changed things forever. The comic book, the movie landscape has changed since you did Michael Keaton and Tim Burton's Batman in 89.
Mm-hmm.
Once you did that, once Warner Brothers and DC did that in 89, they changed things forever. Legit. Now we're doing X-Men and Avengers, and we got a fucking Deadpool, and Logan happened. I never thought that would happen. We got Thanos. Like, people know who Thanos is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, like, it's almost like my worst nightmares and my best dreams are coming true at the same time. It's like, oh no, something that used to be personal and private to me that I used to hold near and dear to my heart growing up is now overexposed, and everyone knows about it, and it's become
phenomenon.
Like, well, it's become lunchboxes, and don't get me wrong, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, they're already in comic books, TVs, like, forever. They've mm-hmm. been nothing but images and icons, but people never knew what they meant. They just knew that, oh, Hulk looks like a big, scary green guy, but they mm-hmm. didn't know that it was a scientist who... every time he gets mad, he turns into a monster,
yeah.
and he hurts other people, and he doesn't want to do that anymore. It's sort of like an allegory for when you lose your temper and you feel like a monster, and then you come back and you feel bad about it. It's like, we all know what that feels like. It's mm-hmm. Jekyll and Hyde syndrome.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at that and you go, that's a green, scary monster, you know? But, like, now people know the struggle of the Hulk, whereas mm-hmm. only fans knew. Nerds only knew about that. You know, or Lou Ferrigno and the guys who did the TV show back in the 70s. That was a good show, by the way. Honestly, the Hulk.
I feel like I remember seeing bits
and pieces of it. The 1970s Hulk TV show is awesome. It really is. It's secretly one, not secretly, it is one of the best comic book TV shows ever. You can go back and watch any of them. And it's always sad because at the end, you see Bruce Banner hiking and he's just. And they're playing the piano. Family Guy has referenced this before. They're playing the piano and the do, 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 do. And he's just like, he's hitchhiking with his thumb out. Like, it's like, oh, poor Hulk. Poor Bruce Banner, he can't help it. He's just
aww.
So that was great, you know. And I grew up with that stuff, but now everyone knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, shit, man. It's good and it's bad. I don't know where do you fall on that. I mean, I think it's good, but do you think it's overexposure, oversaturation?
Well, to an extent, yes, because there's, and I feel like that's what's going wrong with DC. They're putting so much pressure on themselves.
Yeah, they are.
That
well, and Marvel isn't helping because every time they put a movie out, they make more money. They make more
yeah.
and more money, and they have a new franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Every movie creates. It's like the Hydra. What do you call it? The thing you cut. It's oh Jesus, they have
the
Hydra.
Hydra.
They
yeah.
are Hydra. Marvel's Hydra. You cut off one of Marvel's heads, they go three other ones. Jesus, they're unstoppable.
Yeah, so to an extent, I feel like it is just because it's putting so much pressure on the studios, Warner Brothers in particular.
Yes.
To be the best.
I'm not trying to be like hating on Warner Brothers.
That they're trying too hard.
Thank you. That was something when I was watching a certain movie recently, I verbally said out loud, God, they're trying too hard. I said it out loud.
Did you?
Well, don't worry, guys. Check out one of our late-ass reviews. Anyway, the point I'm trying to, I think what we should like look forward to is that DC is trying to, like, they're making steps in the right direction. Wonder Woman was a good step.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide Squad was a good step. You know, a lot of people are hit or miss about Justice League, but if it's hit or miss, that's better than, oh, it sucked.
A total tank.
Fuck,
yeah,
it sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. I hated it. It's better to be like, you know, it was pretty good, or I was okay, or I don't know, I heard it was good, I heard it was, you know, that's better than fuck that movie, which I heard a lot from another film that they did, but we'll get to that later. Basically, to round out our thoughts, Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie,
Robbie.
Yes. Yes to all of that. Yes to Harley Quinn. Yes to Harley Quinn interacting with Poison Ivy, maybe.
As long as Margot
Robbie
has her hands in this film,
you know,
I have hope for it.
You know,
if Warner Brothers takes that away from her, mm-hmm. I will personally raise hell.
I understand. But that's how I felt about Batman, and look what they did to him in certain movies. I'm not gonna discuss which movies. Batman and Robin. That's right. I'm still pissed. I wonder if, you know what Warner Brothers should do? They should just bring Halle Berry back as Catwoman. Don't even explain it.
They should.
Don't even explain it. Just bring
Halle Berry wasn't bad as Catwoman.
Same costume.
Yeah.
From the shitty movie.
Yeah.
Same shitty character. Same shitty powers. Make her Catwoman. Don't even explain it. Just bring her in. And be
bring her in.
And then be like, wait a minute. Is that the 1990s?
Make it good.
Is that the late... Is that the early 2000s Catwoman? Is that the Halle Berry Catwoman? Shut up. It's Catwoman.
Looks like
she's like, meow. Oh, Jesus. This is going to suck. Hey, boys. It's like, you're trying to do Eartha Kitt, aren't you? You're copying Eartha Kitt. She'd be great, though. Just do it. If you got the balls, Warner Brothers and DC, Halle Berry back in the game.
If you haven't seen her Razzie speech, go watch that, because that's great.
She's like, we made a shitty fucking movie.
She took her Oscar to the Razzies.
Yeah, it was great. But just bring her back.
Yeah, please.
Catwoman, there you go. Halle Berry's Catwoman, done. Bring her back. Ultimately, anything with Harley Quinn and Margot, Robbie, whatever, is great. I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope Warner Brothers doesn't overstep again and let DC handle it. Let the talented people you hire to do a job do the job. And if they fuck up, then don't work with them again.
Margot Robbie needs to be Harley Quinn, and David Ayer needs to direct it.
Fair enough. He won't, though. They'll never let him near her or that Suicide Squad shit again.
Why?
Because of the weird negative reception they got for Suicide Squad. They're not letting... Unless... If David Ayer is directing the sequel, then hats off to the studio for being bold and saying, okay, we'll take him back. But they were the ones who were dicks about it to begin with.
Well,
So, whatever.
David Ayer didn't fuck up Suicide Squad. Warner Brothers did.
But if he comes back, then good for them. They'll let him get a second chance. But if they don't, I'm not surprised. So here's the next nerdy article we got on the docket. Pulling it up now. It's so hard doing phone stuff. This is crazy. A while back, we reported that Quentin Tarantino was in talks with Star Trek people. Remember we talked about like Tarantino's like, hey, I got this great idea for a Star Wars movie, you guys, and everyone's
Star
like
Star Trek.
Whatever. That's what Tarantino's like. Whatever. I don't even care. It's like, you mean Star Trek, Tarantino? Yeah. That. So, what is it? Well, so they're hearing him out.
Oh, my God.
This is literally the story. Okay, so J.J. Abrams sets up a writer's room to hear Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek pitch.
Yes.
Quentin Tarantino has spoken of his love of Star Trek before, even saying that he'd be down to direct a Star Trek film at some point earlier this year. I don't know why I find this so funny, but I would never...
He'd be down.
You'd never think Tarantino would be down to do a Star Trek movie. But yeah, he is. Deadline states that the director has come up with a great idea, quote-unquote, for a Star Trek movie, and he shared it with J.J. Abrams. According to the report, the idea was apparently exciting enough that J.J. is planning to assemble a writer's room who will hear Tarantino's pitch and begin putting together the film. Obviously, this is still very early, and neither Paramount nor Tarantino have responded, but if all goes as planned, it's even possible that Tarantino might direct the film himself with J.J. producing. Why is this funny to me? I guess it's because like it's like the Pulp Fiction guys doing a Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
That's weird.
I'm not. It's not bad.
It's not bad. That's cool. Just, it's weird.
Weird. Not bad, but
because I immediately think of Pulp Fiction in space.
To quote Spock, it's fascinating. So it's not known whether this would be another sequel in the Kelvin timeline, which is the one that JJ's currently doing with his series, and it's following last year's Star Trek Beyond, or something entirely new, but the thought of Tarantino putting his own spin on Star Trek is really, really interesting.
That is really interesting.
Even if this does move ahead with both JJ and Tarantino, they're both busy no matter what. So it might not move ahead right away, but Abrams is prepping Star Trek Episode 9, and Tarantino begin casting his yet untitled ninth and penultimate film. So Tarantino has he's standing with the 10 movie thing. He's like, I'm doing 10 movies and that's it. I'm retiring. 10 movies, I'm done. He's planning his ninth movie, which is set to take place around 1969 and have something to do with the Charles Manson family thing.
One of them better be fucking Kill Bill Volume 3.
If that was his last one, that'd be really cool. And it could sort of like wrap up all of his movies, like, cuz they're all in the same universe apparently.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. Tarantino's backed this up. So if he did a last Kill Bill movie, he could touch upon all of the films he's done. Everything. Inglourious Bastards, it could be like when Kevin Smith did Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It could be like his version.
I know, right? That's true.
Isn't it weird to think like that? But I don't know. Kevin Smith's still making good stuff. I can't talk shit. I think he's great. I think he's doing great work. I mean, he's able to do what he loves to do. He's happy. He's got a great community that he's working with. The guy's fucking rad. Mm-hmm. Like, he's doing what a lot of us wish we could be doing in this community. And he's been doing it for a while. And he kind of paved the way for a lot of us to keep doing this. So my hat's off to the guy. I have nothing bad to say about him.
I like that he works closely with his daughter, too.
Did you know that Chris Hemsworth heard a podcast that Kevin Smith did about Thor? He was talking about the Thor movies, and he decided to change it up and do Ragnarok a different way because of what Kevin
Spacey.
Yeah, I guess it's Kevin Spacey. He listened to his podcast. He's like, yeah, you know what? He's right. We should change it up. And then he was in an interview, said, you know what? I was listening to Kevin Smith's podcast, and he had a great point about, like, you know, we should move on with the character, and we should do different things and be bold and have fun with it. So we took that, and I'm like, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
So people do listen. Like, as a podcast, you know, you're like, oh, do people listen to this shit? And you're like, okay, they do. That's at least someone's listening.
Yeah.
And if it's the actual actors involved, hey, it's working. At least for Smith. So, and he's
Margo,
he's
wink, wink.
And, you know, Smith, he's helped out with Batman movies. He's helped out with DC in the past. He's working with DC currently. So he's always been in the comic book wheelhouse. So it's smart to listen to someone who's a fan and a filmmaker because they know how to make that work. Even if they're not a great filmmaker, they still know how to translate that. I mean, Kevin Smith directs Supergirl episodes and Flash episodes for what's it? What are they called? WB?
Wild Thought.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Smith directs something Harley Quinn related?
Why not?
Suggestion.
He named his daughter Harley Quinn, right?
He did.
And he's a big fan of the character.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, what the fuck, Warner Brothers in DC? Why don't you let Kevin Smith do it? You know what? He wouldn't want to do it. He said before that he's too lazy. He's like, action's hard to film. He's like, you have to like set up a lot of shots, and yeah, it takes a lot of time. I can film two people standing and talking at a convenience store. And I'm like, you know what? That's a good point. He's not as enthusiastic about directing an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's more enthusiastic about a talking dialogue piece. Which is interesting because J.J. Abrams is an action guy. Tarantino's more of a dialogue-heavy guy. He does a lot of action in his films.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see what Tarantino would do with it. You know, what's his bold, brilliant idea? What's Tarantino going to do? Is he going to drop F-bombs? Are we going to make Star Trek R-rated? Please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do it. Do it.
That would be hilarious.
Fuck it. Just say fuck it. Let's. You know what? It's a new world, guys. We got to compete with new shit. We got Tarantino doing the next Star Trek movie. You know why? Because fuck it.
Because fuck it.
Because we want to see what would happen. That's what the movies are about. What if we let Tarantino do a Star Trek? You know, Tarantino wanted to do a James Bond movie. He wanted to direct Casino Royale
with
Daniel Craig.
Okay.
Tarantino wanted to do that.
I didn't know that.
But he wanted his to take place in the era of the 60s. So his would have been a period-appropriate James Bond movie.
That would
movie
have been so
with
cool.
Daniel Craig, possibly. So Daniel Craig would have been like, instead of it being Sean Connery in the 60s, it'd be Daniel Craig. So it'd literally be a throwback reboot. You'd literally be taking James Bond all the way back to the 60s and starting over with a new actor in the Cold War with the same technology. How cool would that be?
That
would
have been amazing.
And Tarantino wanted to direct it.
I would have loved that.
But instead, they went with a reboot in the modern era, like Sherlock Holmes, like the TV show Sherlock with Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Dr. Strange, A.K.A. Sherlock. A.K.A. Smaug. Or Smaug.
Smaug.
As they called it. I'm excited. I mean, anytime you get an auteur filmmaker like Tarantino doing like a big franchise, it just adds more flavor to the franchise.
It makes it
more fun. It's more
mix
it's,
it up a little.
Yeah, it's like when John Woo directed a Mission Impossible movie, and then Brad Bird directed a Mission Impossible movie. It's like every time you get a new director on Mission Impossible, it becomes better and more evolved as a film. I think it's cool. I'd say do it.
Like, I haven't seen any of the Mission Impossible movies.
Well,
just putting that out there.
To those who have seen them. But let's move on. We've got some shout-outs we got to get to. We got one more article here before then. So let's get to that shit. Quit talking about it. Apparently Disney has re-entered talks with Fox over ownership of movie and TV division.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. So Fox is smart, and they're talking to Disney about making more money, basically.
Yeah.
And Disney is talking to Fox about making more money. And they're talking about synergizing, basically, is what's going on. Mm-hmm. Synergizing is when two companies work together to make more money.
Yes.
For those in the know or not in the know, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's business lingo for they want to make more money. And they're going to work together to do it. So not too long ago, news broke that Disney was in serious negotiations to buy assets of 21st Century Fox. But that deal had fallen apart weeks prior. Now it seems that after the news made its way into the world, some other companies wanted to try and get in on the action, and in a case of serious takesies backsies, Disney is once again in discussion to acquire a controlling stake in part of the mega corporation.
Takesies backsies.
That's right. It's ultimate takesies backsies. The deal centers around the ownership of the 20th Century Fox movie and TV studio, as well as their 39% stake in UK-based TV provider Sky. International assets, and also their 30% stake in streaming service Hulu. God damn, 39% and 30%? Are you kidding me? That we're talking billions in when you say that. According to the Wall Street Journal, several other companies have since joined in the buying race, including Comcast, Sony's Entertainment Division, and Verizon Communications. All right, so everyone's being smart here.
Yeah.
And saying, all right, look, Disney has money. We like money. Let's do business. Yeah. Good idea. But this goes back to my larger concern, which is Disney trying to take over the world? and that sort of is a hypothetical question I'm posing to you in the Nerd Update as a part of the Nerd Update.
Okay.
And the update in general, which is Disney trying to take over the world or at least entertainment? Because if Comcast and Telecom and Sony and Fox and everyone's like, hey, Disney, and then Marvel and Star Wars are... Hey, Disney.
Well, wait, hold on.
I'm kind of like, is everything going to be Disney-owned, and then would that turn it into a monopoly?
Wait, so I think I might have misunderstood the article a little bit, first of all, because the impression that I got when you read it was
no,
that
initially Fox was out, but now they're back in. And now all these other companies are in as well, because they're all like, hey, Disney, what's
okay.
up?
Okay, when you said when the deal fell apart, I thought that all those...
No, I said that, but then I came right back with, but now negotiations have been resuming, and now other companies are involved as well. So is this good or is this bad? What do you think? And you have to answer within the next five seconds.
I think it's good.
Ooh, I'm not sure. I'm still on the fence. I don't know. If I have to answer in the next 5 seconds, I'll say it might be bad, but ultimately I think... Well, competition is always good in the marketplace, especially for consumers, because it gives you more options. But well, then, yeah. you have the issue of it's too expensive, or then you got one company sort of monopolizing that.
Yeah.
But that's taking advantage of the free market. So I'm like, eh.
Let's just say I don't know how I feel about Disney owning HBO.
Why is that? I didn't know. I wasn't sure about Disney owning Star Wars, and actually, so far, I'm okay with it. They're doing pretty good.
Well, but yeah, but when it comes to HBO, you're dealing with, you know, nudity and swearing and stuff like that, and, yeah, and I don't know if Disney would try to. I feel like either what? It would be bad.
Disney has produced a lot of really fucked up movies.
Yeah.
With a lot of sex and violence in it.
Really?
Well, let's look at R-rated movies produced by Disney.
Let's do that, here, because I know nothing about that.
No, this is no. The thing is, people don't realize that Disney is a movie company that makes all kinds of movies. I just can't remember any of them off the top of my head, so I literally have to Google it. R-rated movies by Disney.
I guess it would just be weird for me to see the Disney logo before True Blood.
Con Air, Starship Troopers, Pretty Woman, When a Man Loves a Woman, Dead on Arrival, Snake Eyes, Enemy of the State.
Huh.
Paul Verhoeven, Starship Troopers, yep, mentioned that. Gary Marshall's Pretty Woman, Ruthless People, Touchstone Pictures have released. So Disney, Touchstone.
Huh, okay, never mind.
These are just a few of them. There's a whole other list. Heavenly Creatures by Peter Jackson, Clerks by Kevin Smith.
Disney was behind
Trainspotting, Danny Boyle. Trainspotting is a Disney movie.
Weird.
The English Patient, Disney. Good Will Hunting, Disney.
Good Will Hunting is Disney?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
From Dusk Till Dawn, Disney. Sin City.
You made that one up.
No.
Are you serious?
Sin City, The Faculty, Halloween H2O, Wes Craven's Scream, Scream 2, Scream 3, Bad Santa, The Amityville Horror. Disney has made a lot of R-rated movies. They are a production company that funds movies. They're a company. Just because they have a cartoon mouse as their fucking logo doesn't... Actually, no, it's a magical kingdom with a rainbow or whatever the fuck that is. Is that a sunshine? Well, whatever that is, that's their logo with a cartoon mouse that lives in the castle or whatever. He's the king.
It's Cinderella's castle.
Sure,
but
whatever.
Okay.
Look, I'm just trying to draw a metaphor. I'm trying to work Mickey into this, because you think just because there's a cartoon mouse, they're not going to have movies where people show tits and ass and fuck. All right? They don't care. They're a company. They want to make money.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to be like, look at the cartoon mouse. Isn't he cute? Hey, if you like tits, we got something over here. We're Disney. That's what they do. They're a company. And now they're expanding into everything, because now all these other companies are like, hey, Disney. Like, they heard, Fox was going to make a deal with Disney to make more money. But then Fox backed out. So all these other companies are like, well, fuck you, Fox. We're going to jump in. And Fox is like, wait a minute. We're actually come back. Hey, what's up, man? How are you? Remember that you said you wanted to make money with us? We're takesies backsies. Please.
Pretty please.
And thank you. That's what's going on.
Yeah,
so,
okay. All right, I got it.
More or less. But at the same time, you'd be surprised. Like, Pixar is one of the few companies that actually just specializes in CGI animated films. And, I mean, they'll sometimes work and produce other CGI elements, like the CGI people will go and freelance other things. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, that company just kind of does family-friendly stuff. But they are subdivisions of other companies that produce other things. I mean, companies don't care about their image. They just want to make money. That's the sad part about it. It's like everyone wants to think that these are, you know, these are good old wholesome things, but they just, if you can make money off of actually killing people, they would market it and sell it and make commercials and try and sell death to people if they could. That they don't care. They care, but then, you know, they're trying to make money. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying they're evil. They're just business people. Maybe they are inherent. Maybe there's some inherent evil to business, but fuck it, man. Like, people have to make money. It sucks. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that's how it is, and everyone's not. Look, no one's doing anything about it to change it.
Mm-hmm.
We're stuck with it. What do you want me to do? I'm just talking about it. I can't do a goddamn thing except just, like, you know, criticize. But yeah. I already criticized my own life enough as it is, so I'm focusing on other companies that have way more money. Because it's easy. They can afford it.
they can.
They can afford to have these problems. I can't. You know, right now I'd like to make an official offer to Disney. Disney, if you would like to buy Team Awesome Inc., we are available for the very low price of what they can afford, a billion. $1 billion. You can have it.
All right.
$1 billion will work for you, Disney. Okay, half a billion.
Half a billion.
I don't know. They're rich. After Star Wars Last Jedi, we want $1 billion. Look, after Last Jedi comes out, Disney is good. They could buy us. We'll let you have us.
I mean, technically, they could buy us now.
Yep, Disney, you got it. Disney, we're working for you. I think we might actually already be working for them. Hold on. Let me see who owns us, really. Yeah, it's Disney. Fuck. Marvel is a subdivision. We kind of work for Marvel. Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh,
shit. Well, I just want to say Disney is a fantastic family-friendly company, and they make the best movies.
Best movies ever.
Family-friendly, all of them.
Huge fan.
Love it. Went to the Magical Kingdom many years ago when I was a kid, and it was magical, and it was a kingdom. It certainly was.
I actually legitimately cried last time I went to Disney.
How can you not?
Which
Disney.
Wasn't that long
Everyone
ago.
Everyone cries when they're in Disney World. Or Disney. That's where I went, was Disney World.
I went to Disney World. Yeah, Disney World.
So, yay, Disney.
Yay, and Disney.
Yay to capitalism. Yay. Yay to money and people making money. This is going to be crazy. They're going to own everything, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, let's move on to our shout-outs with that in mind. Let's lighten the load a bit here from the heaviness of all this money talk. Because money talks and bullshit walks, but we're bullshitting right now, so just chill out, man. We got Manolo, what the fuck, is our new subscriber. It might be the new subscriber of the day. Manolo, what the fuck, WTF after that. Then we have Xander the Great, a new subscriber. I think we talked about them last time. We've got Mark Ford. I think we mentioned him. Are you related to Rob Ford?
Yeah.
And we hope so. Send us the info. We've got a reaction to our J-Lo music video reaction. J-Lo released a new music video, by the way, guys. What was it called?
Amor, 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 Amor.
It's OMG, you guys. I love this Spanish music reactions. So here's the thing. J-Lo is making an all-Spanish album. We didn't know that.
We did not know
that. I didn't know the music video was in Spanish. And that's why the song is in Spanish. And the whole thing is just going to be in Espanol. Hmm. So if there's more music videos, we'd love to watch them and try and decipher them and use our stupid white American brains to sort out Spanish that we don't speak.
Yeah.
Yep. And I said it was okay because I said stupid white people. Because that's what we are, stupid, right?
Yeah,
yep.
That is
dumb white
true.
People. So Douglas Tomer commented on our Avengers Infinity War reaction. He said, Marvel's taking a break from doing Avengers/Giant Team films, but they're not stopping for a second. After Avengers 4 in 2019 is Spider-Man 2, and in 2020 is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. They got two more films. They go on to say a lot more here. They're not releasing the names of the other two films because it's all spoilers for the last two films that they're releasing. They're releasing. All right. I still think Marvel should take a break. No, I mean, look, you don't have to do the team up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on the heroes, the individuals for a while. You can have them pop in and out. That's how it is in the comics. They're already doing that anyway, so we're fine with that. It's just, you know, the whole big event thing. You might want to chill on it. We want Star Wars right now. We want to hang out with Star Wars for a bit. You could still do the solo hero stuff. We're always going to want superheroes. People love superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, we just need some time. Then we got Daniel Intachi commented on Infinity War, said, Black Widow along with Cap are fugitives. That's why she is blonde and he is nomad, which means he has no shield and no colors. He's got the beard.
Okay.
Because they're on the run because of Civil War, which you haven't seen. And I'm going to let people know that you haven't seen Civil War. Let that sink in for a bit. And we're going to move on.
He's
new subscriber,
rude.
J-A-I, or J-I, J space A-I, thank you. And we got Pavan Bongo commented, said, laughing my ass off about our Avengers Infinity War reaction.
Oh, good.
I thought we were being intellectual.
You broke your pants.
Screw you. I broke my pants. So, literally just so commented, I guess you just have to react to Lolly's new music video. Go, go, go. Well, I guess we just have to.
I guess we do.
I guess we're just going to have to react to Go, Go, Go.
Wait, is Go, Go, Go the music video or is she telling us to go, go, go? That's the question.
If she's telling us to go, 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 you know, like, don't rush us. First of all, second of all,
calm down.
Second of all, I appreciate your enthusiasm. But if you're just saying it's called Go, 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 thank you for telling us that. Michael Diggs, new subscriber, thank you. Samuel Kroom commented on Avengers Infinity War. He said, your channel has the best intro.
What? Yeah.
Yes, we do. That's a big thanks to Stoddard Blackall. He's a big-time friend of the show, does all the music, intros, outros. Big guest. We've had him on a lot of trailer reactions. You should check him out, StoddardBlackall.com. StoddardBlackall.com. Talented guy, really funny, independent artist in the music scene in New York. He's really killing it, and he's been killing it out there for a while. Check him out on iTunes and wherever you can check out music. He's great. A really talented guy. Shout out to Stoddy.
The other day I had our intro stuck in my head while I was at work.
Oh, God.
And that was confusing.
The guy's a jingle mastermind.
I know.
He's just a great musician in general.
I was just at work and I was like, what is that? I was like, is that the fucking intro?
He's awesome. No, he's great. Stoddard Blackall, check him out. He's genius, really. New subscriber, we got Marwig87. And then we got Radiohead79. Thanks for the new subscribers. We got KC Super Slime. What? All right, cool name. KC Super Slime commented on Infinity War, said, LOL, this is the first reaction I've seen that is not on November 29th. What does that mean?
It means...
because we were the next day?
Yeah, we were a day late.
So? I don't... what?
I don't understand.
What an odd criticism to make. You're a day late. For what? For reacting?
Maybe
for our opinions?
Maybe he watched all the reactions on 11/29 and then was like, I'm out of shit to watch. Oh, hey! These guys released something.
Oh. All right. Well, thank you, KC Super Slime. I still don't know what
we're
mean.
We're taking it as a compliment.
We'll take it as a compliment. Don't know what you mean. Riley Woods commented on our Pink music video reaction.
Yes.
Which one was that?
Beautiful Trauma.
Beautiful. I liked that video. Really cool video.
Channing Tate.
The dancing was great.
Yeah.
It was a fun, upbeat thing, even though it was about dark shit. Riley Woods commented and said, please do a reaction video to Ciara, I Bet, music video. Which one is that?
Love
is that an
Ciara.
Old one?
I have no idea. I don't know if she's been releasing new music or not.
Well, she says we should do it. We should react to it. So, yeah, I mean, we haven't done Ciara yet, which sounds weird, but, you know, we'll do it, I guess. The music video. We'll react to it. What?
Sorry. Don't make it weird.
Well, my brain. So Ozzy Cali commented on Infinity Wars, said, great reaction, guys. Thank you for the support.
Thanks.
I always appreciate that. New subscriber, Misho Popova. Misho Popova, thank you for following us. Meredith Chandler 73 commented, Pink music video. Separate Beds was a nod to the 50s because due to censorship, you couldn't show a man and a woman. Okay, so this is to our Pink music video reaction.
Yeah.
They were doing a 1950s thing, and they're like, why did people have separate beds in the 50s? And
yeah.
Was that in the 50s or was it just on TV? It's because you weren't allowed to show a man and woman in bed, married or not, in the 50s. You couldn't show them in the same bed, even if they're married or not. So they had to have twin beds, or one person had to be standing when the other was in bed.
Weird.
And so we have to watch I Love Lucy, and just watch any episode of I Love Lucy, they say, and you'll see that. And I'm like, done.
Oh,
no problem.
We have to investigate.
I'm like, I never noticed that, like, growing up. I used to watch Nick at Night all the time. I'm like, that was a rule? You couldn't show a married couple, even though they were married? They couldn't, that's why they had separate beds? That's so weird.
Weird.
Yep. And then Meredith Chandler goes on to say, oh, thanks for the mention of Pink and the Janet Jackson tribute. I'd never seen or even heard of it. Pink was awesome. Did you mention that?
I did mention that.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Janet Jackson tribute with Usher and...
whoa, really? That's cool.
Maya.
Maya?
Mm-hmm.
That's random. No offense to Maya.
Not really. She worked with Maya on Lady Marmalade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what happened to Maya.
I think it was Maya. I'm not sure.
I forgot about Maya.
I didn't.
I did. All right. Well, then we got Goofy Animal commented, said, I personally take the video to perfectly coincide with the song lyrics, what the song is about, that no matter the craziness, the drama, and their own personal quirks, issues, they will work through everything. That they'll work through everything, and it won't show me the rest. Okay, so it's about the Pink music video.
Yeah.
And that, even though, because you mentioned that, I think this music video is about, like, getting high and drunk, and you're in a shitty relationship, but you work it out anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucked up. And so they were basically saying that they were just kind of getting on your side about it. Like, they were...
Yes!
I think, more or less. Let me see if they're right. They think the lyrics to the video coincide with what the song is about, that no matter the craziness and the drama and their own personal quirks, they will work through everything because they love each other.
Yeah, okay. So,
yeah, I mean, like, that's basically what you're saying.
I think this might be the first video where the comments are on my side.
Oh, no, they are. No, they're always on your side. It's they just like to... They come after me because it's... People like yelling at me. They just like coming at me.
No, remember the Melanie Martinez video?
What about it?
They had bones to pick with me about Melanie Martinez
about what?
Video.
About what?
Because I said one it was a bonus track. I had two.
One or what? Yeah, the two Melanie Martinez freaks. But you, like, are you kidding me? Like, they were on your case because they, you know, they're big fans and you're a big fan. It's just nerds being nerds.
Yeah.
It's nerd on nerd crime.
I
it's all
it's
good.
Funny.
It's just nerd on
anyway,
nerd.
Anyway, thanks for the love, guys.
That just means that they're paying attention.
Yeah.
Anytime that they get specific about shit, that means that they're listening, and I appreciate that.
I
and
do
you
appreciate
should too.
That.
You should
I
say
do.
Thank you for being dicks.
Thank you for being a dick.
Yeah. Thank you for being dick. Thank you for being a dick. Around the world and back again. What?
What?
Heart is true. You're a sex appendage and impregnate women. Oh, God. Oh,
isn't
God.
Isn't that the Golden Girls theme song?
Yeah, I'm doing a thank you for being a dick thing. I don't know why. Well, that's going to do it. Well, let's start with the articles. Out of all the articles we've discussed, you're going to say Harley Quinn.
You are.
I don't even have to ask.
Dude, look on
Harley
my face.
Quinn, Margot Robbie,
Harley Quinn.
I'm excited about that, too, but I'm also kind of worried about the Disney acquisition. Not acquisition, but the Disney, like, thing. Like, they're kind of... buying up everything. That kind of worries me.
Disney doesn't, yeah.
But they're also really good at what they do, so I'm like, I'm not too mad about it. I'm like, you know what? They're really good, and they got a good track record so far.
I mean, I might
shit.
Be
I can't,
wrong.
I can't, like, I can't be like, you know what? Fuck them. They're going to do bad. I'm like, you know what? They're pretty good at what they do. Maybe we should just let them do their thing.
Yeah, well, also, from what I can tell, they just buy stuff
and do
that
good.
Is doing well and then
yeah.
step back.
They just, yeah, that's what they do. That's the secret. Disney, like, they just put their name on it.
Hey,
they just go,
Warner
hey,
Brothers.
We're here, too. No. Don't do that. We've already ripped on them hard
Take
enough.
Take a hint from Disney. What?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
You're right. No, it's totally reasonable. Also, Quentin Tarantino should do a Star Trek movie.
Yes.
Let him do it. Let him do
Let
it.
Let him
we
do it.
We
want to
see it. The people demand Tarantino's Star Trek. He should do his whole... Give him a whole TV series. Star Trek Discovery. Let Tarantino do a
Put
season.
Put it on HBO.
Fuck it. Why not? It could be like Westworld, but Star Trek.
Yeah.
And then, I guess out of all the comments, what kind of sticks out the most to you?
Our channel has the best intro.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a big old thank you to Stoddard Blackhall again. And check him out, stoddardblackhall.com. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Check out our website, yotina.podmac.com. And of course, iTunes, type in our name, Team Awesome Inc. YouTube, that's where all these comments are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer. Like you're cooking, Mike. It's my name. Simmer Mike, caps, no space. Like I'm shouting. And then Instagram, we're doing that.
Yes, at Team underscore Awesome Inc.
That's right, at Team underscore Awesome Inc. That's where you can see a lot of our photos for production and the nerdy stuff we go to.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a interesting comic book shop visit coming up that we might have to put on Instagram. You know, that one spot. You know, the one spot.
Mm-hmm.
That one spot.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't go to.
I totally know.
I can't go there.
Oh, that spot. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you said I can't go there until... You come. So I'm like, all right, so I got to wait till you're there.
Yep.
fuck.
Not well, allowed to visit without me.
Ooh, it's a mystery. Ooh. So we'll let you guys know when that comes up. But otherwise, thanks for tuning in. And peace out. Keep it nerdy. Bye. Whatever.
Bye.
Fuck it. Fuck it, man. You know? Like, fuck it. So
you're aggressive this evening.
I know.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Awesome experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it to the show, right?
Awesome.
Here at Team Awesome,
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.